Verily all praise and glory is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is due to Him and none other. We praise Him and we seek His forgiveness. And we ask Him for His mercy. And we testify and we state that there is no God or deity worthy of any type of worship but Allah. And that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a servant and final messenger. I remind myself and you of the blessed verse in Surah Ali Imran, where Allah speaks directly to me and you by saying, Ya ayyuha alladheena amanu, O ye who believe, fear Allah the fear that He is most deserving of you. And do not die unless you are in the state of an Islam. And as to what follows, Alhamdulillah, during the last 2 weeks, we have been in a state of travel to different cities throughout North America for the occasion of Islam Awareness Week. It is something that is held by the universities every year. Islam Awareness Week. Although I do not support the concept of Islam awareness for only 1 week a year, we went and gave lectures in many different cities. We visited our brothers in Minnesota, in Kentucky, in Louisville, in Detroit, also in Canada, in McMaster University, University of Waterloo, London. All of these different places we have gone to. And I bring back to you good news. Alhamdulillah, Islam is in khayr. Al-Islam fi khayr. Islam is in goodness. Do not fear for Islam. Fear for yourself. Fear for your family. Fear for your children. Your relatives. Your community. But never fear for Islam. For Islam is the deen, is the religion, the way of life that Allah intended all mankind, doesn't matter which day or age or part of history, to live with. Islam is in goodness. We witness with our own eyes. 2 students from Japan coming to study in one of the cities in America, accepting Islam, singing La ilaha illallah, Muhammadun Rasulullah. In Kentucky, while having dinner, a person came and accepted Islam just by the manner that he saw the Muslims in. We were Muslims from Palestine, Egypt, Canada, the US, black, white, Chinese, all of us together eating from the same plate and the same table. And he asked, how and why? He is white, Caucasian, pure from Kentucky. And there he said, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadun Rasulullah. Islam is in goodness. But we also saw that which wallahi brought tears to our eyes. A woman came and said, I have been Muslim for 6 or 7 years. I got married, had children, and one day I left my house, left my husband, left my children, never called, never wrote, never asked about them. And now I live on the street, and I'm addicted to alcohol, and I smoke drugs. What was her question? Why did she say this? The topic of our lecture at that time was the way to salvation, الطريق إلى النجاة. And she came after seeing this lecture distributed in the street, she came and said, I want to be Muslim again. What can I do to come back to Allah? And this is our topic with you today. A Muslim sister in Canada went to university living in the residence, living in the places that the university has made for students outside the city, sharing the bathroom and the kitchen with disbelievers. A grievous mistake that her parents are paying for. May Allah give them support. She was invited to a party, given a drink, and she said she did not know it contained alcohol. And she drank, and she drank, and she became intoxicated, and passed out. And when she woke up in the morning, she found that she had been molested and raped. 19 years of age. Her father, when he heard the news from the police, calling them from out of town, had a heart attack. Her brother, who is telling me the story, could not speak a single word without crying. Islam is in goodness, but we must fear for ourselves. Our topic with you today, Al-Awa'iq ala tariq al-Tawbah, the barrier that may come between you and repenting to Allah. The barrier that may come between you and coming back to Allah and asking for His forgiveness. For Allah's door is never closed. And we will focus our attention to three main points. Awalan, first, ahamiyyat al-tawbah. Why is repentance important? Why and how and when do you make it? Thaniyan, al-awa'iq. What are the barriers that will come between you and repenting to Allah? Thalithan, third and finally, qissatun fiha amal. A story from the life of one of the Sahaba that filled us with hope. So we begin with the first of our important points. Ahamiyyat al-tawbah, the importance of repentance. Let me make it clear. أن التوبة ليست لأهل الذنوب والمعاصي فحسب، بل يجب على كل مسلم ومؤمن أن يتوب إلى الله ويستغفره في اليوم مئات المرات. Don't ever be tricked or fooled into thinking, after hearing these stories and saying to yourself, well, I don't commit these sins. Why would I repent? I don't do these major things. I ask you, if you come to start a fire, do you bring a big log and try to light it? Or do you bring small twigs, leaves, brush, and light it on fire and add bigger and bigger pieces of wood? And then ignite the major flame. Such is your life and sin. Your sin will begin small but will end up large. Every one of us must make tawbah many times every day. Listen to the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya ayyuhan nas, O mankind, tubu ila Allahi wa astaghfiru amr. Turn to Allah in repentance and seek His forgiveness. Inni atubu fil yawmi mi'ata marra. For I myself, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, turn to Allah in repentance and ask Him for forgiveness 100 times each and every day. Narrated by an Imam in Muslim. Allah loves you when you repent. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَحِرِينَ. Allah loves those who repent to Him and who constantly try to purify themselves. Do you know what it means that Allah loves you? As is narrated by both Bukhari and Muslim, قال صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا أحب الله عبدا نادى جبريل فقال يا جبريل إني أحب فلان فأحبه فيحبه جبريل وينادي جبريل في أهل السماء يا أهل السماء إن الله يحب فلان فأحبوه وتودع له القبول في الأرض. When Allah loves a person, one of His servants, He called Jibreel. Jibreel! Gabriel, the archangel, ya Jibreel! Love this person, for I love him. And Jibreel instantly loves him. And then Jibreel calls out to the inhabitants of the sky and says, O people of the sky, the angels, love this man for a woman, for Allah loves them. And they love him. And then Allah causes all mankind on the earth to be easy and lenient with His servant. This is the love of Allah. Because the one who repents is a true believer. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا تُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ All ye who believe, repent to Allah. تَوْبَةً نَصُوحًا A sincere repentance to Him. And know that you will make mistakes. I make mistakes. You make mistakes. Mistakes that people see and mistakes that only you know. كل ابن آدم خطاء قال صلى الله عليه وسلم كل ابن آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون رواه ابن ماجة والحاكم وهو حديث حسن All of the children of Adam, all of mankind commit sins, fall into error, make mistakes. But the best of them are those who turn to Allah in repentance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala الغافر the forgiver of sins حاميم تنزيل الكتاب من الله العزيز العليم غافر الذنب وقابل التوب شديد العقاب بالطول لا إله إلا هو إليه المصير حاميم These are words that are revealed to you from the one full of might and wisdom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Who is غافر الذنب, the forgiver of your mistakes. وقابل التوب, the one who accepts your repentance. شديد العقاب, yet the one who is severe in punishment for those who don't repent. بالقول, لا إله إلا هو, the one who is full of favor to you, no God or deity but Him. إليه المصير, to Him you shall return. Word that we must understand the importance of tawbah. And quickly, tawbah is performed according to Al-Imam Al-Nawawi. If you have made a mistake without another human being in it, you have missed salah. You did not give zakah, you did not involve another human being, you must do three things. First, stop committing the sin. Al-Iqla'u anil ma'asiyah. The sin, you must stop it. النَّدَمُ عَلَى فِعْلِهَا Second, you must sincerely regret having done this sin. ثَالِثًا أَن تَعْذُمْ أَلَّا تَعُودَ إِلَيْهَا أَبَدًا You must make sincere intention never to return to this sin again. فَإِنْ فَقَدْ أَحَدَ الثَّلَاثَةَ لَمْ تُصَحَّ تَوْبَتَهُ If one of these three things are not done, Your tawbah will never be accepted by Allah. But if you have involved another human being, you have stolen, you have punched, you have lied about, you must seek forgiveness from the person. You must give back what you have taken. You must accept the responsibility of your actions in order for your tawbah to be accepted. We move quickly to our second point, which is al-awaq. The things that come between you and tawbah. The barrier itself. First, a shaytan. The devil. The shaytan. He promised Allah by saying, لَأْتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ The devil promises As Allah tells us in the Quran, He will come and attack you from in front of you, behind you, to your right, to your left, from below you, coming to take you off the path of Allah. Because He doesn't want you to thank Allah for His blessings to you. He doesn't want you to thank Allah, to be worshipping Allah and know that each and every one of us here and all of mankind have a twin. A shaytan that is always with him. There's a shaytan with you now who wants to push you off the path of Islam. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم in the authentic hadith narrated by Imam Muslim مع كل إنسان شيطان With every human being there is a shaytan accompanying him. Aisha who is narrating the hadith, asked the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even with you, O Messenger of Allah. قال نعم. He said, yes, ولكن, except, ولكن الله أعانني عليه حتى أسلم فلا يأمرني إلا بالخير. Except Allah gave me power over my shaitan, so he accepted Islam and now he only tells me to do what is good. This is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every one of us has a shaitan who wishes to push you off the path. So how do you overcome him in hoping of repenting to Allah? Al-isti'adha. Seek refuge in Allah. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Read the three qul. Qul huwa Allahu ahad. Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq. Qul a'udhu bi rabbil nas. Read ayat al-kursi after every salah and when you are about to sleep. Read the last two verses of Surah Al-Baqarah. Read all of Surah Al-Baqarah if you have the ability. Always renew your wudu. Cleanse yourself properly. Dress in the way Allah wishes for you to dress. Cover your awrah. Whether it is hijab or for the men. Be in a state where the shaitan is isolated. Before you eat, bismillah. Before you drink, bismillah. Entering your house, bismillah. All of these are ways to protect yourself from the shaitan in hopes of turning to Allah in repentance. Al-awa'iq, what else? Jalis al-su', your friend, your evil companion, even if he's Muslim, but evil. Not all Muslims are pure and good. But especially your friends from those who are not Muslim. Listen to what Allah tells us in the Quran. وَدَّ كَثِيرٌ in Surah Al-Baqarah verse 109. وَدَّ كَثِيرٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ لَوْ يُرُدُّونَكُمْ مِّنْ بَعْدِ إِيمَانِكُمْ كُفَّارًا حَسَدًا مِّنْ عِنْدِ أَنفُسِهِمْ مِّنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الْحَقِّ. It would be of great happiness for the people of the book, the Jews and the Christians, to push you back to disbelief after you have become Muslim because of their envy of you, even if they knew for a fact that Islam is the truth. He knows Islam is what is good, but he still wants you to be like him. As Uthman ibn Affan said, the one who commits zina wishes inside his heart that you do it like him. الزاني يريد كل الناس أن يزنوا مثله. He wants you to be the same. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم in the authentic hadith narrated by Imam Ahmad and al-Tirmidhi, المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالف. A person is on the religion of his best friend. So be careful who your friends are. يقول الإمام الخطابي في كتاب العزلة explaining this hadith, he says, لا تخالل إلا من رضيت دينه وأميته فإن خاللته قادك إلى دينه وعمله ومسه. Do not be friends with a person until you are sure his religion is pure and clean, true belief in Allah. For if you befriend a person, he will eventually bring you to his way and his actions and his religion. Al-awa'iq, what else? An-nafs, inside you. You, not the shaitan. You inside you love this dunya. You love this worldly life. You know that your house is paid for through mortgage and riba. And you know it's haram. وَرَبِّ الْكَعْبَ is haram. And you know it. And then you think to yourself, well, I don't eat chicken unless it's halal. So I am fine. But your whole life, existence, living in a house, paid through usury and riba and haram. You know that your money is in banks and they are taking interest. You know it. But your concern is how to make $1 two, and $2 six, and $6 20 and up. This is what you are concerned with. You know as a Muslim woman, you must wear hijab. It's been told to you. You've seen it. You've read it. You've heard it. But you look in the mirror every day, beautifying yourself so that when you enter the street, people and men who you've never known and will never meet will think of you in evil ways. And you know that this is the truth, but you fight against it yourself, inside you. And you look in the mirror and you say, MashaAllah. But the same mirror that you look in, when you look later on in life, your face will have changed, but your sins will remain in place. Your face will change. Your body will change. But your sins will be with Allah. Live your life according to Islam. I leave you with one hadith. And I would hope that every Muslim would memorize this hadith, Arabic or English. Narrated by Imam Ahmad and al-Tirmidhi, and it is a hadith that is hasan. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم المؤمن من أمنه الناس على أموالهم وأنفسهم. The true believer is the one that people can trust over their wealth and their persons. والمسلم من سلم المسلمون من لسانه ويده. The Muslim is the one that mankind is not afraid of his tongue and his hand. والمجاهد, the one who struggles in the path of Allah truly. من جاهد نفسه على طاعة الله, is the one who pushes himself on the obedience of Allah. والمهاجر, and the one who immigrates to Allah. من هجر ما نهاه الله عنه, is the one who moves away and muhajir from what Allah has forbidden from him. Learn this hadith. Educate yourself and your family and your children with it. These are the words I leave you with. When we stand up, we will quickly discuss with you the story of Abu Mahjan al-Thaqafi رضي الله عنه وأرضاه. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. الحمد لله وحده, والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده, محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم. قصة فيها أمل. A story that has hope for you and me. It is the story of one of the صحابة, أسلم في السنة التاسعة من الهجرة, accepted Islam in the 9th year of Hijra. وكان من شعراء الإسلام, one of the great poets who defended Islam through his words and his poetry. وَلَكِنْ كَانَ مُدْمِنَ الْخَمْرِ, but he was a person who was an alcoholic. Could not stop drinking. This was his sin. He was one of the strongest men on the battlefield. No one would stand in front of him except that he would be beaten. But he was an alcoholic. وعمر بن الخطاب during his khilafah would have to beat him, given the hajj, many times until Umar became fed up and فنفاه إلى جزيرة جانب البحرين. Umar exiled him, banished him to an island near Bahrain, but he escaped from it. ولحق بسعد بن أبي وقاص في العراق في السنة الرابعة وعشر من الهجرة. In the year 14 after Hijrah, he escaped from this island and went and reached Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, who was then Qa'id al-Juyush al-Islamiyya fi al-Iraq, fi Hurub al-Qadisiyya, fighting the Persians at this time. And when Umar found out that he escaped and is now in Iraq, he sent Sa'd a letter, radiallahu anhum. And he told him, when you, this letter reaches you, in prison, and tie up Abu Mahjan, put him in jail. And the letter reached while they were in the battlefield. So he quickly tied him to a tree. He tied him to a tree, obeying the order of Umar ibn al-Khattab. But Abu Mahjan was a man who was known of courage and strength and extreme love for Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it dawned to him that the reason he was prohibited from fighting, حَبْسُهُ كَانَ مِنَ الظُّنُوبِ لَيْسَ مِنَ الْحِبَالِ. The reason he was trapped and imprisoned was because of his sins, not the ropes that were holding him. فَتَابَ إِلَى اللَّهِ. He turned to Allah in sincere repentance and began to yell out as the battle is around him, "Someone untie me! I have repented to Allah!" And the only person that could hear him was Salma, the wife of Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas. She came and she untied him on the condition that if he did not become a martyr in the battle, that he would return and tie himself back to the tree. And he agreed. He said, "Just let me go and fight. Untie me, and wallahi, if I do not die, I will come and tie myself again." So she untied him. وَغَطَّى وَجْهُهُ, covered his face with his imama, so that no one would know he had escaped. وَظَهَرَتْ شَجَاعَتُهُ وَبُطُولَهُ. Everyone knew that this had to be him, because no one could fight in such strength and courage except him. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu said to himself, لولا أني أعلم أنه مقيد لظننت أنه أبو محكم. If I did not know that with my own hands I tied him, I would have said it's him. And after the battle, he returned quickly and silently and tied himself. And Sa'd came and saw the wounds of battle, because you're not going to fight without being hurt. And he told him, "Is this true what you did?" فَقَالَ نَعَمْ. So Sa'd, crying, filling the earth underneath him with tears, untied him and said, وَاللَّهِ لَنْ أَحُدُّكَ أَبَدًا. By Allah, I will never beat you for drinking again. فَقَالَ Abu Mahjan answered him, وَاللَّهِ لَنْ أَشْرَبَ الْخَمْرَ أَبَدًا. By Allah, I will never drink alcohol again. The shahid, the reason I tell you this story, my brothers and sisters, إِنَّ الطَّاعَةِ تُعِينُ عَلَى التَّوْبَةِ. You must obey Allah for Allah to bring you the ability to return to Him. The words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, اتَّقِ اللَّهَ حَيْثُ مَا كُنْتُ. Fear Allah wherever you may be. وَأَتْبِعِ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْقُهَا. And follow an evil deed with a good one. The good one shall cancel it.